Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. When you look at the week ahead and what you need to accomplish as a productive leader, it can look overwhelming. It can look like it's too much calling your attention, like there isn't time, space, resources enough to get things done. And that can lead to an experience of frustration or stress that start to impact not only your days at work and the hours at work, but also you could start carrying it home with you into your evenings, even nights, mornings. You might feel absent-minded with your family. You might feel stress in your body. There might be this sense of, is this even worth spending my life doing? Now, it can build and build and build. And I train leaders to show up in their power and to lead themselves and others with power. And there are basically two domains to look in. One is a self-awareness domain, when you learn to connect with your innate sense of peace of mind and well-being and resilience. And the other domain has to do with translating that clarity and power that arises from within into productive action and results. Now let's look at an upcoming week. I highly recommend you pick one and only one door for the week that is your most valuable priority and your most valuable focus. Well, what do I mean with a door? Well, a door is just a metaphor for a priority. Now, ultimately, you want to prioritize your weeks, so you pick the most important priority for the week that is not an urgent thing to get accomplished, but a non-urgent important thing. If you keep prioritizing what's urgent all the time, you'll end up in this vicious circle of urgency-driven action. The key is to pick and choose something that is non-urgent, ideally something that is more of a systems or a process or a resource development that will help you diminish and lessen the amount of urgent pressing activities as weeks go by. So if you can accomplish something during the week that is a non-urgent but very important activity, developing a system, a process, resources that gives you more capacity, your experience of being in urgency-driven activity mode all the time will start to diminish and lessen. I love the metaphor of a door for the week, meaning what is a result that if I accomplish it would be like opening a new door for me, opening a door to a new room, a new space. And as I walk over the threshold across that door, I enter a new space and a new room. And if I pick my weekly door, well, at the end of the week, I have opened something up that allows me for the rest of my future, ultimately, to move on in a different space, in a different room, in a different possibility. Some things we accomplish, even priorities, are just results that we hit on the way. Some things we accomplish are doors that we open to a new realm of something being possible, a new room to live and act and work inside of. And those are the kinds of priorities you want to hit for the week. So past week, I put up for myself to start this podcast and publish 4 episodes before the end of the week. That was the door I wanted to open. I've been thinking about this podcast for quite some time. I've thought of getting it started. I never quite got to it for months on end. And I never put it up as a door for the week either, strange enough. But last week I did, and here I am publishing the 4th episode on the Sunday. Don't mind that. I want to make this mostly a daily occurrence for our, you know, customers, clients, and anybody who wants to listen, to have daily valuable content to expand their capacity when they listen to it. So look for yourself for the upcoming week. What's would a door be for you? And see if you can find a result that, if that got produced, opens something new for you. If I just keep doing this podcast, there will be content in the world. I'll get better and better at speaking. I'll be more comfortable and used to talking into just a microphone in an empty room by myself, learning to communicate in a way that actually impacts how people who listen start to see their world. It impacts how they see their work and their life in a way that allows for more power and capacity, more well-being and production to take place. So what's a door for next week for you? Well, if you don't see one now, then I recommend just spend some time after I'm done in a minute and just reflect. You need to write it down in the place you see it. And I highly recommend you break it down into four distinct milestones. Me starting a podcast had milestones like get all the technology sorted and decide which providers to use. Record the first episode was also a milestone. Draft 2 weeks of content ahead, so I'm not in a rush or pressure every day just to invent something, but I got a couple of weeks laid out in front of me. The fourth milestone, I don't even remember right now. So, that was today's reflection. What door could you take on opening next week? That is not urgent necessarily, but it's more of a important strategic milestone that when you accomplish it, something new opens up, a new domain or area to play in opens up for you. So thanks for listening. Welcome back tomorrow with more teachings on how to win the game.